good morning and good day with Shriver News. We're bringing you a podcast, and now on to Max with international news.
Ukraine tensions with Russia reaching all-time high. Vladimir Chizhov has said his country had no intention of invading anybody, but warned it was important not to provoke Russia into changing its mind. But with well over 100,000 troops massed near the Ukrainian border, some Western countries, including the U.S., have warned that a Russia attack could come at any time. After 2 days of intense diplomacy led by French President Emmanuel Macron, there is some suggestion that a renewed focus on the so-called Minsk agreements, which aim to end the conflict with Russia-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine, could be used as a basis to defuse the current crisis. In other better news, mountaineers from the Indian Army have rescued an injured trekker who was stranded without food and water for nearly 48 hours in the cleft of a steep hill in the southern Indian state of Kerala. The army personnel who conducted the rescue operation reached near Arbabu and gave him water and food. A member of the rescue team took him to the top of the hill after giving him safety gears. The 1,000-foot Kurumbachi Hill in Palisade District of Kerala is known for its steep terrain, and the state's forest department has previously warned trekkers about their risk of hiking up the hill. And now, with national news, Sophia.
A Michigan judge held a preliminary hearing on Tuesday to decide whether prosecutors had enough evidence to bring involuntary manslaughter charges against the parents of a teenager accused of killing four high school students. James and Jennifer Crumbly are accused of buying a weapon as a Christmas present for their 15-year-old son, Ethan, ignoring warning signs as late as the day of November 30th when the shooting occurred. The shooter has already been charged with first-degree murder in the deadliest U.S. school shooting of 2021. Four students were killed, and six other students and a teacher were wounded at Oxford High School. While other parents have been charged for deaths resulting from insecure guns, those cases involved much younger children. 4 days before the shooting, Ethan had accompanied his father to a gun shop where he bought a 9mm handgun. The parents failed to address the signs, including Ethan Crumbly searching for ammunition on his phone and drawings that depicted a handgun, a bullet, and a bleeding figure. Now with politics, it's Tori.
Democratic states are starting to make timelines to lift mask mandates with the Omicron variant wearing out. While the White State House is thinking about a plan post-pandemic on Monday, Biden administration doesn't think that reducing school mask wearing mandates is a good idea, as it is one of the key differences against the virus. Biden promised to quickly return things to normal, but is now facing immense pressure to end it. Local governments have already started their own timelines to end school mandates, New Jersey, Delaware, and Connecticut. Mitch McConnell accuses the Justice Department under the Biden administration to having bias in its conviction of violent criminals. This was after the U.S. Attorney Office looked for reduced sentences to the George Floyd protesters in 2020, like Montez Terrell Lee Jr., who was convicted of arson and that killed a person. They say like doing this is like giving a different sentence to a person that has assaulted the U.S. Capitol and is given a lesser sentence than that of a person that has done it on a different date. Senator Tom Cotton also said that showing leniency towards career criminals who have committed murder is bad enough, but justifying the murder because the career criminal shares Biden's administration's politics is beyond pale. Here's Rigel with local news.
Local Korean man accused of posing as a police officer pulling over at least two women. A Korean man is accused of posing as a police officer on more than one occasion. Police say they are looking for more possible victims. Police say 37-year-old David Olivar is a real New York State corrections officer. Now is not the time to change, CDC director says. Despite the drop in cases here in New York City and the New York State, the head of the center, the CDC, and Dr. Rochelle Wensky says that now is not the time to change the recommendations or loosen restrictions aimed to prevent COVID-19. Renewed push to find Hempstead man's missing since 2020. There is a renewed push to find a Hempstead man that was last seen May of 2020. According to police, Omar Cendric St. Hill, 39 years old, was last seen on May 7th, 2020. Now off to Jackman with business news.
In business news today, pharmaceutical company CVS Health said that demand for COVID tests and vaccines have boosted fourth quarter sales, according to their quarterly report. This has shown a trend in increased profits for the medical companies this year due to the ongoing pandemic. In other news, Peloton, known for making exercise equipment, have had shares rise for the first time after falling more than 20% in the last two sessions. In other news, home buyer demand for mortgages in 2021 dropped 10% as higher interest rates could have stopped some from taking out loans. Speaking of interest rates, some say the Fed could cause another increase of interest rates due to fast rising wages. Now, here is Mason with sports.
The Super Bowl is coming up, and it's going to be a tall task for Joe Burrow and the Bengals to beat Cooper Kupp and the Rams. With the spread being LA minus 4.5, I'd probably take the Rams to cover because of their stellar defense. Now, shifting over to the NBA trade deadline, Cleveland is sending Ricky Rubio and picks to the Pacers for Caris LeVert. With LeVert recently scoring 42 points, this is a huge win for the Cavs. The Pacers made another trade, including Domantas Sabonis, Jeremy Lamb, Justin Holiday, and a 2023 second-round pick in exchange for Tyrese Haliburton, Buddy Hield, and Tristan Thompson. This is a questionable move for the Kings, as Tyrese has been hot lately. This is a win for the Pacers in my book. The New Orleans Pelicans have acquired C.J. McCollum from the Portland Trail Blazers for a package including Josh Hart and draft compensation. James Harden has yet to be traded. Philadelphia is most likely the destination in a package including star Ben Simmons, who has yet to play a game for the team as he is unhappy with his situation. Now over to Ramos with entertainment news.
In today's news on the latest entertainment, national celebrity Oprah has selected the book The Ways of Integrity by Martha Beck. She proclaimed that the story empowered her and has brought her to fulfillment of joy and harmony by being true to herself and living authentically. In other news, the TV personality sensation Kylie Jenner has officially announced on Sunday that she and the former rapper Travis Scott have officially welcomed their second child on the 2nd of February. She decided not to share her experience with the world in order to prepare for this role of a lifetime in the most stress-free, positive way she could. Finally, film actor Chris Evans blasts off as Buzz in the newest Disney Pixar animation movie, Lightyear, which will be released on June 17th of 2022. It will be discussing Buzz Lightyear's origin story with some exhilarating adventures prior to meeting the whole Toy Story team. Now here's Kimball with Science and Technology.
Tesla Inc. is recalling 26,681 vehicles in the U.S. because a software error may result in windshield defrosting problems. The National Highway and Traffic Safety Administration said Wednesday. Tesla will perform an over-the-air software update to address the issue. Bosch CEO Stephen Hartung expects the chip shortage to lessen significantly in the second half of this year, he said at a press conference on Thursday, adding he hoped business could operate as normal by 2023. If you're in love with Elon Musk, will U.S. President Joe Biden publicly acknowledge the role of Tesla in U.S.'s electric vehicle manufacturing on Tuesday, after Chief Executive Elon Musk repeatedly complained about being ignored? Concern over fossil preservation efforts hit an all-time high record after scientists discovered deep-sea Arctic sponges feed on fossilized organisms to survive. The sponges, some over 300 years old, eat the remains of critters from at least 2,000 years ago. A study over 42 countries measuring parental burnout shows particularly high levels in Western countries. The culprit? A country's level of individualism, or emphasis on independence. Parenting in individualist countries is often an intensely solitary pursuit. Parents living in countries with a culture of collectivism, meanwhile, can rely on extended family and friends, even acquaintances, to share in child rearing. And now on to Felix with school news.
This week in Shriver, girls track and field made history in an illustrious victory over the duds that are Syosset, Farmingdale, East Meadow, Freeport, Oceanside, MEPA, and MacArthur to achieve the triumph that is obtaining the Nassau County title of champions. Congratulations to the coaches and athletes for bringing this title home for Shriver. In other news, do you have any donatable socks lying around your house? Well, if so, feel free to stop by and drop them off for the homeless at the Community Crossroads in NYC because a sock drive has been organized by our very own Shriver student. Socks are the number one most requested item in homeless shelters, so if you can, the drive is available. Here's Jackson with weather.
For the weather today in Port Washington, it is currently 28 degrees Fahrenheit or negative 2 degrees Celsius. The high is 44. And the temperature is going to be changing a little down, a little up throughout the day. The precipitation you should not worry about is that it is at 1% right now and it will stay under 10% for the day. The wind is also going to be low, so there should not be much wind chill. It's warmer than yesterday, it should be soon, but it's still not as warm as some people want. The most the wind is going to be is 9 miles per hour. This week is going around the same temperature, around 40 to 50 degrees Fahrenheit, all the way through Saturday. It's going to be a pretty clear and nice day for now, so not to worry. Now with Four Man with Offbeat News.
A Florida man steals a car and a train sends it crashing into a house. In Port St. Lucie, Florida, a man says he jumped from a stolen car seconds before it was hit by a train and sent flying into a home. The sleeping residents were unharmed and the man was later arrested. Shortly after the crash, the man tried to steal a forklift from a nearby fruit stand, which he also vandalized. He was arrested after flagging down responding deputies to let them know that he was still looking for his car. In Indonesia, they freed a crocodile from a tire that was stuck on its neck for 6 years. A wild crocodile with a used motorcycle tire stuck around its neck for 6 years has finally been freed by an Indonesian bird catcher in a tireless effort that wildlife conservation officials hailed as a milestone on Wednesday.
Thank you for tuning in, and we're proud to be your reliable source for news and whatever is happening in the world.